Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars.
Same way
for years.
Things need to change.
We need to change.
The great Waylon Jennings. Undoubtedly the greatest country artist of all time is your artist of the day. And your keyword to cash right now is CAPE. C-A-P-E. 72881. Interesting keyword at six. Think pecs and sexual assault. That's all I'm going to say. That's all
Dana?
Just think pecs. And sexual assault.
There are so many words that come to my mind, I don't know where to begin.
That will be your keyword at six. But your keyword right now is CAPE, C-A-P-E. Text that into 72881.
So there's a new study out today in the journal Evolutionary Psychological Sciences.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Dashing.
They ask guys, why are you single?
Well,
and okay. So they took the results of about 67, almost 6,800 men. And the biggest reason was because men thought they were too ugly to attract a partner.
Well, that makes me sad.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Followed by low confidence. And then this one's the one that doesn't surprise me. Little effort.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Others.
Wait, little what?
Effort.
Effort.
They just didn't care to get a girlfriend.
They had a little effort?
Continue, Kara Markser. Others, ignore the big guy to your left.
Others considered themselves too shy, overweight, too picky, too jealous, and too narcissistic to attract someone.
In other words, I don't want anybody.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or I can't.
Did you hear the way you just said that? You sounded like you did when you said the name of the magazine.
Yeah,
it appeared.
Yeah.
Exactly. What magazine did this appear in?
Evolutionary Psychological Sciences. Mm.
Can I ask the obvious question in the room? Who reads these magazines?
I have no idea.
I know, right? Maybe you've seen it. I've been published in the Journal of Bizarre. Have you looked at how many weird psychological, physiological,
trade
and medical
magazines?
Trade journals there are?
Like, the one I hear the most
It's for everything.
The one I hear about the most is the journal Science. Okay. And there's lots of really fascinating things that appear in the journal Science that I read about in news articles, in other publications. I've never once gone into like a Borders bookstore or a Barnes & Noble because Borders doesn't exist anymore.
That was a throwback, wasn't it?
Yeah. And or even into like Hy-Vee or Price Chopper and gone down the magazine aisle, you know, and go, there's the journal Science. I think I'll read this today. Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. Popular Science did the list of 13 weirdest named academic journals.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who reads these things?
The International Journal of Fuzzy Systems.
What?
The International Journal of Advanced Packing. The International Journal of Pain.
Ooh.
The International Journal of Control.
Hmm. Okay, so far, all these sound like dirty magazines.
They do.
Yeah, they really do. They sound like porn magazines.
Every single one of them.
Experiments.
Packing.
Experiments in fluids.
Again, you're proving the point.
The fuzzy packing, fluid-filled, what else?
The Journal of Positivity.
Okay, that one's not really dirty.
The Journal of Dairy Technology.
We could make it that
I'm
way.
Sure
hold my beer. Hang on.
The Rangifier, an entire journal devoted to Nordic reindeer husbandry.
I'm sorry. What? Wait.
Yes, I just said that. The Journal of Investigative Dermatology.
Investigative dermatology?
Yes, we're investigating dermatological things. The International Journal of Tourism Sciences. The International Journal of Zizek Studies, which is focused on the study of the Slovenian Elvis of Cultural Theory.
That doesn't even make sense.
What?
Yeah, those are just words you're putting together.
The International Journal of Small.
I have a subscription to that magazine.
Their tagline is "No Small Matter." Somebody reads these. I don't know who.
What do you write about in the International Journal of Small?
Oh, I think you know, Joe.
Rod's penis?
I think you know. Yes, yes.
I mean, come on. Okay. Keyword to cash is cape.
You never know what you're going to learn on this show.
You never right? do. You never do.
You know what's funny?
Did you notice they were all international journals?
Yeah, some writer at Popular Science, they were like, here's your assignment this week. We need you to track down the weirdest journals that no one's ever heard of. And you know he was probably like totally geeked out to do it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun, actually.
Yeah.
Do we know who the Republican candidate for governor is going to be in the state of Kansas?
It's either going to be Chris Kobach or Jeff Collier.
Has Ronnie Metzger tendered his resignation yet?
No.
He is the election commissioner.
Yep.
He has not tendered his resignation yet.
Nope.
Should he? You have to be very careful here. You represent the news department.
Voting machines counted the votes correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The software to read the results did not work correctly.
Did we not test these things before we ran them?
We did.
We did test them.
Yes.
And they tested
well.
Huh. Then what happened yesterday?
That's the big question. There is a forensic analysis going on right now.
A what?
Forensic analysis.
Was a crime committed?
Yeah. Crimes against machines.
How Ronnie Metzger... And I know you're going to roll your eyes because the news department depends on getting interviews with this guy. I don't care. How Ronnie Metzger has a job today defies logic. You had one job, son. You had one job. Johnson County is the embarrassment. And he even said, we are embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. It is 4:15 and 30 seconds on Wednesday afternoon. Polling closed almost 24 hours ago, and you still don't know your totals.
No, Johnson County totals are in.
They're totally in now.
Yeah.
Well,
how long did it take?
Those announcements were made just before 8 o'clock this morning,
right.
So a little over 12 hours.
They know the totals for the people who physically went in and voted yesterday.
But
they
don't
do
know
not
the totals
know,
for everything else.
Which is not unusual.
And that's statewide.
The okay. some 8,000 ballots.
I take some of what I
yes,
said back.
The some 8,000 ballots that are out there that are provisional and have yet to be counted.
Mm.
Okay. Hence Monday.
You know, I remember back in the day, Kansas City was like that. Where you remember Kansas City, Missouri was
yeah.
notoriously late. By late, I mean 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was obnoxious. I mean, we live in a world where, Kara, I can send a text to somebody in Germany right now, and it'll be there in less than 5 seconds.
Yes.
And you can't get the vote totals from the Roland Park Community Center to Olathe?
Oh, no. They didn't have that problem. The problem was reading the thumb drive in Olathe from Roland Park. They have a thumb drive that
they
took.
It would go from Roland Park to Olathe, but in Olathe it got snagged.
Yep. They physically drove these encrypted thumb drives from all of the polling locations.
Okay.
Took them to the election office in Olathe.
You're making my head hurt.
And that's where the computers could not, for whatever reason, quickly
read the
data.
But they tested this equipment on July 2nd.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And it worked.
Yeah.
We need an International Journal of Failed Voting Electronic Devices.
The vendor came back today and said, we're trying to figure out what's going on and why it took so long.
You know, the funny thing was, when they did the election in 2016, nothing was broken.
Well,
We had machines that worked.
The bigger problem is this, Scott, and I think you will agree with me. We need to have transparency, and we need our people, voters, everyone, to believe that the system works. And so when you have a glitch that is a computer electronic issue in nature, I think it taints people's views of the process, and that's really bad for everybody.
Somebody wants me to explain what provisional ballots mean. For example, I cast a provisional ballot yesterday.
Yes.
And so my ballot is still technically uncounted. When I went into the community center in Roland Park, these new machines that they have in Kansas, or at least in Johnson County, you hand them the driver's license. There's a barcode on the back of your license. And they scan it, and your name is, instead of them looking you up in a book, which they used to do, and then you signed in and said, yeah, that's me, you know, Scott Parks at this address. Now it just goes, and it shows up, and you just click that, yeah, that's who I am. Okay, and then you sign. Well, when I scanned or had my driver's license scanned yesterday, I was unaware that my license had expired 2 months ago, almost. And so the lady says to me, your license is expired.
By the way, were any Mission Police waiting out for you last night?
Well, this was in Roland Park, and no, there were no Mission Police waiting for me outside last night. They know where to find me if they're looking. So I said, what do you mean my license has expired? She says it expired 2 months ago. I said, I had no idea. She goes, and so instead of just being given a ballot, because my license was expired and therefore not technically legitimate, I guess, I had to fill out a provisional ballot, which will now be counted because the race between Collier and Kobach is 191 votes.
Chris Kobach cannot be sure that you didn't sneak into this country.
That's true.
Just to
vote for Collier.
Disrupt this election.
So there are a lot of reasons you could have a provisional.
That's his only job in life,
ballot,
you know.
But your identification is one of them. Military folks, sometimes all of that stuff.
So all the absentee stuff.
There are around, we think, 8,000 of those out there. They have to be counted. And when you're talking about a race that it's between 191 votes between two candidates, those 8,000 ballots now become very, very important.
Like if the race between Kobach and Collier was 10,000 votes, and Yoder and whoever he ran against was, you know, 20,000 votes, I would imagine my provisional ballot would probably be thrown in the trash. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's not going to change the result.
No, they would still do the canvassing.
But, well, somewhere down the line. I mean, but they wouldn't be rushing to get it done. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, well, we got to get it done now. So my vote apparently is going to count in the governor's race. We'll find out.
Yeah.
So Kobach is up.
191.
Okay. What? It's four. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am horrible.
Having problems.
I am not paying attention.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business. We might be looking for another hire. Just went 5 minutes late there.
Bye.
It is crucial your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That is probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/Dana, get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Told me when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son.
Simple Man by Shinedown.
And listen closely.
They're out at Sandstone tonight. I'll see you there.
To what I say.
Story here from Cincinnati.
And if you do this, it'll help you.
An 11-year-old girl who Cincinnati police say was stealing from a supermarket. was shocked with a taser stun gun. An 11-year-old girl who Cincinnati police say was stealing from a supermarket was shocked with a taser. Police say the incident occurred at 9:30 Monday evening at a Kroger store in Cincinnati.
I bet she don't do it again.
Authorities say the officer suspected the girl was using a backpack to shoplift when he approached her. Police say the girl resisted and fled before he shot her with the taser gun. The girl was taken to Cincinnati Children's Hospital for evaluation and later released. Police have charged the girl with theft and obstruction of justice. Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac has opened an investigation, but according to the department policy, tasers can be used on anyone over the age of 7.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
Says the police chief in a statement, "We are extremely concerned when force is used by one of our officers on a child of this age. And as a result, we will be taking a very thorough review of our policies as it relates to using force on juveniles, as well as the propriety of the officer's actions."
Okay, but back up. They're just now taking a look at this policy. They wrote the policy. They had to have known it was legal to use that as young as age 7. Well, someone wrote that policy.
The officer clearly did because he followed department policy.
So it's only horrifying when the taser is actually deployed? The policy's been on the books for how long? Then once someone deploys the taser per policy, now we're worried about it? Oh, never thought we'd actually use that on a 7-year-old.
Do you ever think this cop was walking around just waiting?
Just waiting.
Surely there's, hey, how old are you?
Reminds me of that scene in The Hangover, right in the face.
You're 9? Cool. Do something.
I will look up locally whether law enforcement has the authority to tase a 7-year-old. I will be
Oh, they have the authority.
Stunned.
And you will respect that
no,
authority.
I don't.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
Okay.
Whatever happened to him?
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
All right, an 11-year-old girl was tased in Cincinnati stealing food in her backpack out of a Kroger supermarket. She was apparently...
Don't make it like she was starving. She was stealing candy and chips.
You know that's what this is going to be. I disagree. I think she's going to be hungry. It's after school. She's starving. Which, let's not divert from the topic at hand, which is the tasing of a child.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. I didn't do anything.
To the newsroom, here is Kara Marks.
Chris Kobach declaring a tentative victory today. More next.
Hey, if you have been thinking about a new car, a used car, now is the time to get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They are axing your tax right now by any new or used car at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and pay zero sales tax. That's right, zero. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit will pay your sales tax for you when you buy any new or used car all month long. They have a huge selection. We know you hate paying taxes. Let Volkswagen of Lee's Summit do it for you. Go in, ask about their tax-free specials, or go to vwleesummit.com. Remember, they have so many used cars right now in all makes and models, something for every budget, from $3,900 cars all the way up to Highlines. They have something for you, and you don't have to pay sales tax right now. vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
4:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Secretary of State Chris Kobach taking a cautious approach to the campaign moving forward with less than 200 votes separating him and Governor Jeff Collier in the Republican governor's race. He says he'll start campaigning today because the Democrats won't wait.
In the past, as I say, usually the counting provisional ballots doesn't change an outcome, but this is a very close race. And so I am being fully realistic that it is possible. And saying this is a tentative victory.
Meanwhile, Collier is not calling for a recount yet, saying he'll wait until all of the ballots have been counted. Potentially thousands of provisional and mail-in votes are still in limbo. Prosecutors have released video of the police interrogation of Parkland shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz, in which he claims a demonic voice in his head urged him to kill people. Much of their conversation focused on what Cruz insisted was a voice that told him things like burn, kill, destroy. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here for CMOs and Son. Call them now for your Generac generator. Yes, your top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. You have about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks left to get in on that huge deal that they have going for you right now. Go in, buy a qualifying Generac home generator, and you will get a free 10-year parts and labor warranty. It's valued at over $1,000. Did I mention that? Free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at over $1,000 on all qualifying Generac generator units. You got to get that order in before August 26th. Call my guys at CMOs and Son now. If you've ever even thought about getting a generator, now's the time to do it for that $1,000 value, a free 10-year parts and labor warranty. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or CMOsandSon.com.
A few clouds and a warm Wednesday evening with temperatures in the 80s. We're going to see a low tonight right around 68 under a mostly clear sky. On your Thursday, a lot of sunshine. It's going to be a hot day with a high right around 93 degrees. Thursday evening, if you're heading out to that Chiefs preseason home opener, look for temperatures to start out in the upper 80s, cooling into the upper 70s as that game wraps up. And on Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 92. From Channel 9 and First Alert meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ weather.
90 right now at KCI. It's 88 in Lee Summit, 90 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
So in Cincinnati, a young girl, aged 11, was stealing on Monday night, apparently, allegedly, from the Kroger store. It was about 9:30 at night on Monday. And an officer approached her, suspected that she was stuffing her backpack with shoplifted material. They say she resisted and tried to run. He grabbed his taser and tased the 11-year-old girl.
Shouldn't we be more worried about a police officer who can't control an 11-year-old girl? Someone just wrote that in on the text line, and it's a great point. Now, granted, we don't know what she looked like, but what, I mean, maybe she was some incredible hulkish type 11-year-old child, but it stuns me that you would resort to the use of a taser. I have an 11-year-old. I know what that size looks like. If she runs, so what?
I don't know.
We're not talking about murder.
I love this is a criticism of you, but it might as well be of me as well. So I'll include my name here too. I love how Dana and Parks jump over that the girl committed a crime and resisted arrest. I guess the LEO, law enforcement officer, needs to ask for ID first. If he manhandles her, will he be accused of a sex crime? I hope you're using the absurd to point out the absurd, but I don't think you are. If a police officer, and you will find no radio program in America more pro-police than this one, but if a police officer cannot handle restraining an 11-year-old girl, then maybe we need to reevaluate his workout regimen.
And I want to be honest, this is not the first time this has come up. If you Google this, there's a police chief in South Dakota. There was an article several years back where they tased an 8-year-old and he defended the use of the taser because they were responding to a report of a suicidal 8-year-old girl who had stabbed herself in the leg. She was holding a 4.5-inch knife to her chest.
That's a totally different
when officers
story.
Arrived and she refused to put it down. Okay, so she's 8 years old. They tased this child and said, quote, this officer quite possibly saved that juvenile's life. I don't disagree with that. In that case, I think it is warranted if that is the only thing you can do to get that child to put the knife down.
Of course.
And you know, you got to worry about their safety too, even with a child who's got a knife. I do not think it should be acceptable policy in any society that these can be used on children outside of extreme circumstances like the one I just mentioned in South Dakota. Shoplifting candy from a convenience store is not an acceptable or appropriate use of a taser on a child. Come on.
Somebody says it's a no-win situation. If he restrains her, breaks an arm or a leg, he ends up in the same predicament. Maybe we just don't really get that worked up over an 11-year-old who runs away from a cop for putting some food, whether it's candy or food, I have no idea what it was, into her backpack. Or maybe the cop just stops her and grabs her by the shoulder and says, stop running. Stop. If they can chase down a 22-year-old man, can they not chase down an 11-year-old girl? And if they can't, then let her go.
Now, Scott, if you want to have a discussion about tasing a 16-year-old boy who weighs 210 pounds, who is a harm to himself or others, I will absolutely entertain that argument all day long. I think the shocking thing here is as I'm looking into this, there have been children tased at age 8, age 9, age 11. I don't know where you draw the line as far as age or crime. It can't be 8, 9, 11 to me.
Let's go to Sympathetic Randy in Gardner. Hello, Sympathetic Randy.
You know, I tell you what, this is probably the second time this kid's been tased in her life. The first time being in the womb because her mother probably pulled the same crap. You know, when are we going to grow up? You know, I think it's biblical where they say, I think it was, spare the rod, tase the child or something like that.
I don't believe that's what the Bible says.
Anyway, something like that. Anyway, what I'm getting at is we don't know the facts. This kid could have been a wild, screaming, kicking, may have had a weapon in the backpack. You don't know all of the details about it. And if that cop had to make a decision to put that kid down to get control, then by God, I'm all for him.
Okay.
And if it was your kid, Sympathetic Randy?
Then I'd beat his ass when he got home.
Okay.
Okay.
Aaron in Kingsville. Aaron, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing? And I don't think he would be saying that in the moment when his child had just been tased.
I agree.
You know, what I do have my opinion on it is we were not there. I agree with the last caller on that. You know, the video will come out since it apparently was in the store. It is against their police policy for him to have tased his child under the age of 8, I believe it is. So this child was older, but, you know, splitting hairs there, you know, of how do you judge the age of a child? You know, and my mindset is, you know, let's ramp it up just a little bit. I know it's not an apples to apples, but so now I get the cop behind me flips on his lights because I'm speeding. I'm going 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. Instead of that cop pulling me over, he has an RPG and shoots me. You know, it's almost like he's jumping the shark because he's too lazy to do his job.
By the way, I certainly detected the sarcasm with the RPG, which is rocket-propelled grenade, and we know the police don't have those.
Well, but if you want to talk about a policy and tasering a child, I would ask you, where does it stop? There was a child in the news, was it earlier this week, Scott, who was handcuffed and left handcuffed. I think the child was 5 and crying, and I don't remember what it was the kid did, but the kid was 5, and there was this huge brouhaha over whether or not it was okay to handcuff a 5-year-old. Right. I think anyone in law enforcement will tell you, you do have to treat children, not necessarily juveniles, but children in a different manner than you would treat an adult. That goes for handcuffs, tasing, arresting.
By the way, this is the lead story in the Cincinnati Inquirer newspaper
today. Oh, I bet it
is. And the subject of a editorial in the newspaper as well. And they write, among other things, the issue for the authority is to determine if the taser policy within procedure 12.545 was followed. That includes a determination of whether the officer properly weighed these factors. 1, the severity of the crime at issue. 2, whether the suspect posed an immediate threat to the safety of the officer or others. And 3, whether the suspect is actively resisting arrest or attempting to evade arrest by flight.
Okay, so let's look at number 1.
The severity of the crime.
there's
minimal.
There's no argument there that this is ridiculous. Stealing candy, that's dumb. So what's number two?
Whether the suspect posed an immediate threat to the safety of the officer or others around.
The answer there is no.
True. Three, whether the suspect is actively resisting arrest or attempting to evade arrest by flight.
Yes, she was running.
Okay.
So what do you have to have? Two of the three, three of the three. It ain't one out of three.
Well, we don't know that. It very well could be one out of three. If the suspect poses an immediate threat to the safety of the officer, you would only have to meet that threshold, I would argue, to tase someone. So you could easily just meet number two.
Someone just wrote in a policy is a policy regardless of your age. That's not true at all.
I wish sometimes we could all just step back just a little bit and say, listen, man, there is certainly a time when a taser is more than appropriate. But on an 11-year-old girl stuffing her backpack with food or candy or whatever it was that she was stuffing it with, and she's running away from a police officer, why don't we just chalk that up to a net loss at the grocery store, and the next time she comes in, we'll try to handle it a little differently. I don't see it. Maybe I'm becoming a bleeding heart liberal. I have no idea.
Someone just said, okay, just let everyone get away with crime until society decides you're old enough to be punished.
Well, I think that's silly. And I guarantee you, if this was your 11-year-old daughter who was tased for stealing candy from a grocery store, you would be singing a different tune. You really would. It's real easy to play tough guy, law and order, when it's somebody else's kid. Until it's yours. And then you have to, and I would encourage anybody who's writing in, we're a law and order society, you shouldn't break the law.
Does it matter to you that she was tased in the back?
No, because she was running from the police officer. I'm not surprised she was tased
in the back. It says she was walking away from the officer.
Well.
So to me, you are walking away from authority. And as an 11-year-old, should you do that? No.
Of course not.
He tased her in the back while she was walking away. There is no defense here, Scott. There's just not. And I'm not saying the police officer wasn't following policy. If that policy says he has the right to pull out that taser and shoot an 11-year-old in the back with it, then the issue isn't with the officer who was doing what he's been told to do. The issue's with the policy.
Here's a great point. She didn't legally steal anything until she walked out the door. Right, somebody. 576-7798.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. So all you got to do is go to the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It takes seconds to fill out whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and the state you call home. That's all you got to do. And then right there, all of these fantastic quotes will show up right before your eyes on your computer screen. And then you call Stuart Woodbury. He will help you navigate through the sometimes confusing waters of life insurance. It's what he does. Been doing it for decades. How much life insurance do you need? What type of life insurance do you need? All very important questions and something that you don't want to get wrong. It's important for your family. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Dana right here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from wherever you are. Make that consultation. It is free, that appointment for your consultation. Go in, see what Dr. Tag can do for you. Medically managed weight loss. You know, my girlfriend's down more than 50 pounds since she walked in with help from Dr. Tag and his fantastic staff. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to get to the bottom of your weight loss struggle, whether it's a thyroid problem, a vitamin deficiency. That's a big one. They will take a look at everything that makes you, you, and help you figure out while you are having trouble losing weight and keeping that weight off. You are going to love medically managed weight loss. If you have tried everything else, give Dr. Tag a try. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or tagnutrition.com.
We are clearly a hard, I was going to put another word at the end of that, but I won't. We are a hard society, if the text line is to be believed. Let me just read you a couple. This time it was candy. Next time it's sunglasses or $100 pair of sneakers or a car. Sometimes harsh lessons learned the first time prevent a second time from ever happening. The fact that she resisted and tried to run away makes the petty theft 10 times worse.
Someone else wanted to know, do they press charges? Well, here's the deal. You can say, as a grocery store, we want her prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Let me tell you what's going to happen with this case over $2.63. There is not a prosecutor in the world that is going to waste taxpayer time, money, and resources to bring a case against an 11-year-old who stole a piece of candy. It is not going to happen.
Rick in Kansas City. Hello, Rick.
Hello. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Thank you, man.
I work around people that are trained to deal with children. And I'm talking as young as 5 children. And I've seen guys and women that are trained professionals to restrain these children. I know of one that had his eye socket busted, his nose busted by a tiny little kid. And for us to think that maybe they didn't deserve it or whatever, I don't know. But the police officer has to make these decisions that we don't see outside of our jobs on a daily basis and judge them on that. Where I see this type of stuff on a daily basis, and these aren't all behavioral issues that I see, and trained professionals are getting their skulls crushed in by somebody headbutting them, or I've seen a child as young as 9 punch their mom right in the face, you know. And where does it start? Did it start with somebody saying, hey, I'm not going to take him back because he stole something, and tell him to return it or whatever because there's not enough time to spend with them to do it or whatever? So this is a stepping stone to something else, I believe. But I don't know if tasing is the answer, but how does a cop know the answer? That's where I'm
at. Which is why we're talking about policy here, Rick, and not the officer who did this. I think if the policy says the officer can, the officer here has done nothing wrong. I think what they're debating now there, and what we should be debating here, is what should that policy, appropriate public policy, look like?
Kelly in Raytown. Kelly, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a son who has some behavioral issues, and we've had contact with police a few times. My boy's older now, but when he was 9, he had some problems as well. This boils down, in my opinion, to we as a society have to teach our children, and we have to respect our police officers. I think as far as policy goes, it needs to be left up to the police officer. And if it's used as excessive force, that's a blanket umbrella term that can be used for this exact instance. And I guarantee you there's not a police officer I have ever met or know that wants to hurt a child, even at that. So should he use excessive force? I believe that there is enough involvement with a child that young anyway that officer supervisor or somebody higher up would be able to bring a complaint, and that officer would be disciplined accordingly depending on whatever investigation came through.
Okay, let me stop you there. Keyword to cash is ocean, O-C-E-A-N, ocean, O-C-E-A-N. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is ocean. To the newsroom, here is Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, Election Day may be over, but the Kansas GOP fight for the governor sure isn't. More next.
Nebraska Furniture Mart is turning 81. Cheers to 81 brilliant years of style, savings, and selection. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And the more you buy, the more you save during the Mart's 81st anniversary sale. Whatever your style, whatever your budget, the Mart has an incredible selection of furniture, flooring, appliances, electronics, home decor, with something for everyone. And you can trust the Mart's friendly sales professionals to help you make the best choice from their huge selection. And talk about convenience. Most items are available for easy pickup or quick delivery. And to celebrate their anniversary, save 8, 10, even 12% off the already low Mart price on qualifying furniture and flooring purchases. Shop hot anniversary deals on appliances and electronics too. And the Mart makes it easy with 24-month financing store-wide on qualifying purchases of $4.99 or more. See the store for details. Don't miss Nebraska Furniture Mart's 81st anniversary event.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.